You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of God. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners today. Thank you to everyone who's taken the time to tune in today because ultimately they want to hear a word from you. And I know they won't be disappointed because we know where you speak. You speak through your word. So, Lord, I pray now, ask for your blessings on our study today. Speak to us through your word. Lead us, guide us. Help us to discern the signs of the times better as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, I thank you for tuning us in here today on this Friday here. At least this is going to air on the radio on Friday. All depending on when you download this podcast, could be any time. But I didn't want to start a new church here today. We'll wait until Monday to pick it up in chapter 2. You know, we're going through Revelation verse by verse. We've gone through three of the seven churches, and that's where we're at Monday, or in our next podcast, at least, we'll pick it up with the church at Thyatira, and then Sardis, and then after that, we've got Philadelphia, and then after that, we have the lukewarm church of Laodicea, which I just taught at Island Community Church last night. You know, we're going through Revelation there Thursday nights, from 6 to 7. We'd love to see you. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you're looking for a new church, if you're looking for a good church home, we are a small church, run around 25 people. But if you enjoy these programs and if you love the meat of the Word of God and enjoy hearing the truth and Bible preaching and teaching, you're invited to come out to Island Community Church. Or perhaps if you go to another church, this is the main reason I'm doing this on Thursday nights. So others that go to other churches can come and study with us this important book of Revelation. There's so much going on right now, isn't there? This is almost mind-boggling when I look around me and see the news and see everything that's going on. And this also is leading me to redo another study, which probably will take me through the rest of the year at Island, and it's called What Will Be the Signs of Your Coming in the End of the Age, or the King James has the end of the world. It'll be a verse-by-verse look at the Lord's blow-by-blow description of things that'll be going on in the world to help you know that His return is near. That'll be starting on the first weekend in September. I guess that'll be September the 7th, probably running through the rest of the year, is going to be what'll be the signs of your coming and of the end of the age. Now, we've looked at here so far in our study in Revelation. We went through all of chapter 1, which has great theology on who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Revelation, the first three chapters of this book, you'll find some of the greatest theology in all of the book here in these first three chapters. Our first church we looked was the church in Ephesus, chapter 2, verse 1, where the Lord says to the messenger, that's the word angelos. Most translations have the word angel, and I respectfully disagree with them and think that that's incorrect. Angelos also means messenger. So the messenger of the church is just like going to your church on Sunday. If you have a program there at the church, it says today's message, or the pastor might say my message today. He's the messenger of the church. He is the one that God has appointed to be his spokesperson there in that church. That's why I've translated that messenger. Many of you know I am a Bible translator. I use my own Bible to teach this from the majority text. The EMTV Greek Study Bible is what I'm using. So this first letter to Ephesus, we see this is the loveless church. They've left their first love. The Lord encourages them to go back. Remember from where you have fallen, he said. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen and repent and do the first works. But if not, I'm coming to you quickly and I will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless if you repent. Now, these seven churches, many people believe, and I'm one of them, they span the entire church age. Ephesus back to the very first church age at the time of the apostles and shortly thereafter. The second church is Smyrna. And this was during the terrible persecution of the church to the angel or the messenger of the church in Smyrna, right? And then there's great doctrine on who Jesus is. These things, says the first and the last, who became dead and came to life. Jesus Christ is alive again. What sets us apart from everyone else? What's the difference? Why should I become a Christian? What's the difference between a Christian and somebody else? Why is your religion better than my religion? Why should I believe in a God at all? I'll tell you why. Because Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead. He's no longer dead. And he was seen by over 500 people after he was raised up from the dead. See, Christianity is a living religion. As God is the God of the... He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. And you and I will live for eternity too in his presence. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. He is the one who became dead because you and I killed him. And he came to life when God raised him up from the dead. The third church is the church in Pergamos. To the messenger of the church in Pergamos, right? These things says he that has the sharp two-edged sword. What does he mean by that? The two-edged sword is the words that are going to come out of his mouth as they were before when he said, peace be still. As it was before when he said, Lazarus, come forth. As it was before when he said, Talitha kumi, little girl, arise. So it will be again when he comes back. You can read in, actually, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, where it says he's coming again in flaming fire. Then it says inflicting vengeance. You know, I watch on the news. I see some crazy Muslim killing an American journalist. And he's a coward, hiding. He doesn't want anyone to see his ugly face. So he's hiding so no one will see him. Well, you see, Jesus is coming back soon, you see. And when he's coming back, he's not going to be a baby. He's not going to be spit on. He's not going to be cursed at. And he's not going to be crucified. He's coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, is what God says. See, Jesus Christ is coming back soon, inflicting vengeance on all those that don't know God. And on all those that don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, he's coming back again. He's coming back again to inflict vengeance. He's going to get even with that guy who killed the journalist. He's going to get even with Nero for crucifying Christians, for setting them on fire to be torches for his arena for feeding Christians to the lions. You see, Jesus Christ is coming back soon, and he's not coming back as a baby, and no one's going to crucify him again. He's coming back again, inflicting vengeance on all those that don't know God and on all those that don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also says he who overcomes won't be harmed by the second death. We looked with what that is as well. The second death is the lake of fire, as it says in chapter 20. And the next church is the church in Thyatira, known as the corrupt church. These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet are like fine brass. A flame of fire penetrating. The Lord's eyes are penetrating. He looks at you and sees right through you. Then in chapter 3, we have the church in Sardis, which is where we're going to be starting right here on the radio here coming up, the church in Sardis. Actually, we're in Thyatira here next. Then the church in Sardis. These things says, he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name that you live, but you are dead. This is the dead church in Sardis. Then we have the church in Philadelphia, known as the faithful church, where he has no condemnation at all. And to them he says, thus says he that has the key of David, and he opens a door that no man shuts. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the message to you today. The church, the faithful church, is the faithful church throughout all the ages. And to you, that's not a church building, but that's you. That's believers in Jesus Christ that are faithful, those that raise their right hand and swear allegiance to Jesus Christ at all costs. To you, he says, I set before you, friend, an open door, and no man can shut it. No man can shut it. No one can shut that door. No cancer can shut that door. No sickness can shut that door. Nothing can shut the door that Jesus Christ opens for you. No traffic accident can shut the door. No Muslim can shut the door. No knife can shut the door. No one can shut the door that Jesus Christ opens to everyone who is a member of his faithful church. The door is open. Soon, friend, the door will be closed as it was before, even all the way back to Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, when Noah got into the ark, Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives. And then it says, the Lord shut the door. The time is coming up soon, you see. You can read in Luke 13, 24, Matthew 25, 10, the time is coming when the Lord once again is going to rise up and shuts the door. And then it's going to be just like it was in the days of Noah. You know, I'm willing to bet you today, if you were able, and if you ran into the ark that Noah was in, and if it was well preserved, I bet you would find on the outside of that ark fingernail scratches. Probably thousands of them. Fingernails like someone you see trapped on the inside of a coffin, someone who wasn't dead. On the outside of the ark, you'd see fingernail scratches from people wanting to get in. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when the coming of the Son of Man. The last church, Laodicea, that is the church age we're in today. That's what we're in store for here in this program. Again, I thank you for joining me here for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.